Hello.
Hi there. Is TJ there?
Yeah, this is TJ. What's going on?
Hi, TJ. This is Hilario from Pizza. I'm the delivery person.
Oh, Hilario. Hi there. What's going on? You downstairs?
You ordered some pizzas?
Yeah, do you need me to come downstairs to sign for them? Where are you?
Well, eventually, yes, I will. But when are you needing those pizzas delivered by?
Right now. The delivery time was for right now. That's why I ordered it an hour ago.
Okay, well, I'm having trouble finding your house.
My house? No, they were being delivered to my office for a work meeting. You have the address.
Okay. Are you there now at the office?
Of course I'm at the office. I'm having them delivered to the office.
I'm at my house, though.
Wait, what?
I got sleepy looking for your house, and so I went home to take a nap at my house.
Wait, I'm confused. You're not delivering them to my house. You're supposed to have them delivered to the office.
Yeah, well, that's news to me. So,
wait, Hilario, what are you talking about?
Can I call you back? I think my dog is eating your pizza.
No. What?
I think my dog is eating your pizza. Can you please hang on 1 second?
Why is a dog anywhere near my delivery? And why is my pizza at the pizza's at your house?
I'm sorry. It turns out my dog wasn't eating your pizza. He was just sniffing it.
This is one of the most important damn meetings for the first quarter of the new year.
This phone call is an important meeting because
This phone call is bull. The work meeting for the delivery is what is important.
Oh, I thought we were having a meeting and I didn't bring notes.
Listen, Hilario, I apologize for getting all worked up over this, but I apologize for yelling at you. I need them at this office in 10 minutes.
Okay.
Get them here. What are you going to have to do to have this delivery done now?
Well, I'll probably have to have the address and a vehicle.
You have the address. Now get in your car and deliver my food.
Well, that's part of the problem. My roommate borrowed my van, but I'd be glad to take a taxi cab.
Get in a damn Uber and have my food delivered.
Well, I don't have the apps on my phone.
You know something? Keep the pizzas. They're cold anyway.
Oh, no. I must correct you there. They're not cold because they're sitting on my lap right now, and my lap is very warm.
Get the pizzas off your lap. Those are my pizzas.
Yes, they are, but I want to assure you that they're warm because my lap runs hot.
I don't care about your warm lap.
It runs abnormally hot. On a summer day, I can't wear any pants, but I wear skirts sometimes.
You know something? Who cares? Forget it. I'm going to have you fired. I am going to have you fired.
Okay, well, I think getting fired for a prank phone call is kind of an overreaction. Oh, I wouldn't want you to do that. I was hoping you wouldn't be mad enough to get me fired.
What are you talking about, a prank phone call?
Oh, this is actually Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the morning doing a phone tap on you. Your coworker Christine set you up.
So what are you talking about?
This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the morning. It's a radio show. Your coworker Christine set you up. She said you were super stressed for this work meeting, and she already has your pizzas in the other room.
Wait, are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. It was a joke. Your pizzas are all there. The only thing I wasn't joking about was my warm lap. It's hot to the touch.
You're a sick freak, man.